What we have long been doing will come to nothing now we find. Fortune has proved the dismal ruin of the intrigue which we designed. Russell, he lies now with a navy ready to send us bomb and ball. Therefore, beggar, we cry, percave, our devil has deceived us all. Here we have made vast preparation to lay the Protestants in gore, who guards the famous British nation, yet now at last we can't get o'er. For the whole plot is quite disjointed, we shall to dismal ruin fall. Was ever man so disappointed, our devil has deceived us all. The prince was likewise to been murdered just at the time we were to land. This would our great designs have furthered, for with our potent armed band we could have marched away for London, but now I find we never shall. Well may we cry, we are clearly undone, our devil has deceived us all. There are some Protestants deducted from their own land society, who by our friends were so instructed that they'll cut throats as well as we. First they were to observe our motion, then to that work they were to fall. But Russell lies now upon the ocean, our devil has deceived us all. 'Tis but in vain for us to venture over the roaring seas at last, for if their kingdom we should enter, they'll soon our pride and glory blast. For the whole plot is rent asunder, and our dear friends to ruin fall. Quoth Teague, by Christ, strange and wonder, our devil has deceived us all. Berwick, it seems he told your master that he might soon obtain the throne, and need not fear the least disaster in making all the realm his own. Both the exchequer and the tower into his hands, he said, would fall, but they will ne'er be in his power, our devil has deceived us all. We were encouraged to go over with many promises of gold, which we were to receive at Dover to make us valiant, stout, and bold. Every one of us consented to follow the French general, but we are fatally prevented, our devil has deceived us all. Sad, dreadful fears we now lie under, for if our troops shall go on board, Russell will rend our ships asunder, no kind of quarter he'll afford. Our rising sun, you know, he fixed with other ships, both great and small. In sad confusion we retired, and once again our fleet he'll maul. Quoth Teague, by Christ, I'd rather tarry in the confines of famous France than to go forth and to miscarry by some unhappy fatal chance. The English has a fleet that bears not anything less than bomb and ball, and by my show there's Russell cares not if he consumes and burns us all.